Well, welcome to the Power to Change Today broadcast. I'm so thankful that you're part of our growing and global family, and I consider it an honor to be your friend. And on today's broadcast, I'm going to give you the number one cure for all of pain and unhappiness in your life. You know, have you ever experienced either of those? Because if you're like me, you've experienced a little or a lot of both of those. Everyone in the world wants to be happy. It's the universal desire of all mankind, yet somehow it easily escapes our grasp. And while pain is universal as well, whether it be emotional or physical, we all deal with this. You probably heard on the news in the last couple of months, several well-known celebrities taking their own lives, and how sad it is. They represented for many what seemed to be success and happiness, but like so many, underneath is pain and unhappiness. And they're not alone. The CDC says more and more people in America are taking their own lives and around the world, destroying their futures because of the pain of unhappiness. And while you may be far from being suicidal, we all deal with this universal chase for happiness. And that's what today's program is all about. Pain and unhappiness dis-ease and disrupt all of us at some point. But today, Jesus wants to heal you everywhere you're hurting. He wants to heal you spirit, soul, and body. He went about doing good and healing every disease and sickness. And just like I said, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I believe what you're about to see on today's broadcast will change your life forever. Today is your day for a miracle. Check this out. There is a poison that has been unleashed in this world by the devil, a poison of depression, a poison of unhappiness, a poison of pain, the poison of bitterness, the poison of being offended. And there is an antidote for all pain, and there's an antidote for all unhappiness. And I want to talk to you about what that antidote is, and I want to talk to you about how to walk in this antidote, how to trigger or how to release the power of this antidote. And let me take you to a scripture real quick first, though. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, look at what Jesus said, or it says about Jesus. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, it says, "Now Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom." What was he preaching? The gospel. That word gospel is good news. What was he preaching? The gospel. What is the gospel? Good news. It's not bad news, it's good news. He was preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. He was healing how many sicknesses? Every sickness. And how many diseases? Every disease. Everybody say every. And here's the good news. Jesus is here because he said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them." So good news is he's here. Better news is he still heals every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. Now, the word disease, I want to focus on that for a moment. The word is dis-ease, to not be at ease. Dis-ease. It really is connected to the word disorder, that something is out of order in your mind, in your emotions, in your body, or in your family. Something is out of order, and Jesus heals whatever's out of order. He heals whatever wherever there is disorder or dis-ease. He brings ease and he brings order. Where there is pain, he brings healing. Where there is brokenness, he brings restoration. Where there is being downcast, he brings an uplifting moment. Where there is depression, he brings joy. Where there is lack, he brings provision. He's the antidote. He always counteracts whatever life has poisoned you with. Can anybody say amen? And so we need to get a hold of the reality of what Jesus came to do: preach the gospel and heal every kind of sickness and every kind of disease. And if I can explain it to you this way, this is God's will for you, because God created us. He wired us to be healed. He wired us to want to get better. Nobody gets sick and then says, "Hallelujah, I hope I stay this way a long time." Nobody gets a cold and says, "Woo, thank you, Lord. I pray that I would keep this the rest of my life. Come on, help me now." Nobody gets cancer and says, oh man, this cancer, I am, oh, this cancer, I hope it kills me. I can't wait till I die. I'm so looking forward to the day that it just devours me from the inside. No. Nobody says that. Why? Because we were wired to be well. You were wired to be healed. God wired you to want to be better, to want to recover. He did not wire you to be sick. He did not wire you. Satan wired you to be sick. Satan wired you to be diseased. And I like this verse because Jesus is the antidote to what the devil has poisoned the world with. The devil poisoned the world with sin, with shame, with sickness, with disease, with disaster, with tragedy, with depression and with abuse and with addiction and you name it, anything bad, anything negative, anything that is a dis-ease is something that Satan brought into this earth through Adam. And Jesus came to heal every dis-ease, to take the dis out of the ease, to take the sick out of the nest, to take, are you hearing me? He came to take it away. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. But he doesn't just take away the sin of the world. The Bible says he bore our pain and carried our infirmities, and by his stripes we're healed. He carried away our diseases, the scripture says in Isaiah chapter 53. He came to carry away our sin and carry away our disease and carry away our addictions. And people have argued for years, well, is an addiction a sickness? Is alcoholism a sickness? Is it a disease, or is this just a bad habit, or is it something you... Let me tell you something, that the devil, when he got a hold of Adam and Eve, he unleashed hell in the earth. He unleashed every form of sickness, every form of disease, every form of mental disorder, emotional disorder, lack and poverty, envy and hatred, depression and fear, sadness and shame. Satan unleashed all of that, and that's what his whole goal was to give birth to the harvest of his seed of darkness, and God's goal was to give birth to his seed and to God's seed through Jesus. But look, here's the point. So Satan unleashes all this darkness and all this negativity through Adam and Eve. Through one man's sin, judgment came to the world. And we have to understand. So when somebody says, well, I don't know, it's like people have argued with me and said, well, maybe you shouldn't say that alcoholism or a drug addiction is a sickness or a disease. Maybe you shouldn't say that a mental disorder is a sickness or a disease. Maybe it's just that person is sinning and they keep sinning and then they develop a habit. Okay, and I'm not wanting to absolve anybody from personal responsibility, because we are responsible for our lives. Come on, we are responsible for the choices we make. But I'm telling you, I do side with the medical profession that calls certain addictions diseases. And you know why I side with the medical profession when they call certain things diseases? Because then I can encourage that person who believes they have that disease, I can encourage them that Jesus came to heal that disease and heal that medical condition and heal that. I don't care what you call it. Call it a disease, call it a habit, call it a struggle, call it whatever you want to call it. But let me tell you what I call it. I call it healed by the stripes of Jesus. I call it something that Jesus came to do something about. Jesus came to remove it. Jesus came to heal it. Jesus came to deliver you from it. Go to Romans chapter 5, verse 17. Romans chapter 5, verse 17. I want to show you something that's going to set you free. Because there are people here right now that you have something that you people may call, or even the Bible may call, a curse that was passed down from your parents. Maybe you have a bipolar disorder that was passed down to you. You say, well, my parents didn't have it. But you know what? Your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaddy, Adam, he gave it to you. You go all the way back to Adam, he gave you that. Alcoholism, he gave you that. The disease to please, he gave you that. The disease of cancer, he gave you that. We're all subjected in our natural self, in our human, when as soon as we're born into this world, we're born as Adam's seed, and we are and inside of us is the seed of destruction. And that's why we do things that destroy us, because we are simply activating the seed of destruction that Adam planted in us. So Adam planted the seed of destruction in us. Look at how he did it. And there's good news to what I'm about to say. This ends up really good. Because when you think about it, somebody who has a diabetic condition often got it from their parents, right? Somebody who has a depressed condition often got it from their parents. Some people that have been alcoholics got it from their parents. Some people that have a proclivity towards this sin or this behavior or that behavior, they got it from something their parents did to them or didn't do to them, or something their parents just passed down to them without anybody's knowledge. It's not like your parents were like, well, I'm going to give birth to you, but when I give birth to you, I'm going to take that genetic DNA of cancer that I had, and I'm going to pass it down to you. No parent does that intentionally. It just happens because it flows through the bloodline. It flows through the bloodline. So someone said, you know, I became an alcoholic. I became an alcoholic at the age of 16 years old. Is that because my parents, you know, were pouring alcohol down my throat, you know, in my crib? No. I was when I was in my crib, but they weren't doing it. But is that because they were doing that to me? No. It wasn't intentional. It wasn't even, they weren't even cognizant of it. I got that. They might not have passed that down to me directly from them, but they passed it down to me through them. It came through them from Adam. I didn't do anything to deserve it. What child does anything to deserve alcoholism? What child does anything to deserve a mental disorder? What child does anything to deserve a bipolar disorder? What child does anything to deserve depression or anxiety or ADHD or ADD or ADT? I don't know who you use for your security, but I'm just telling you. What child does any of that to earn? Nobody does it to deserve it. Nobody does anything to earn it. Nobody does anything to deserve it. It is passed through the blood. And here's what my point is. For by one man's offense, death reigned through the one. Death reigned through what? Through who? Through the one. Who's the one he's talking about? Adam. So death crowned you through Adam. Because of Adam, death crowns all of mankind. Through Adam, death has crowned. Death reigns. So death has crowned everybody under Adam. Through Adam, through one man's offense. But listen to the good news here. Much more. Now, let me ask you something. Does death reign over everybody because of Adam? Oh, yeah, that's bad news. But much more. In other words, as bad as that is, something's much more better than how bad that is. Much more, those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, they will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. So, look, death reigned through Adam, but abundance of grace and gift of righteousness, and death crowned you as a victim through Adam, but Jesus crowns you as a victor through his blood. Through Adam's blood, you've been crowned a victim, but through Jesus' blood, you've been crowned a victor, more than a conqueror, victorious in Christ. And you didn't get that because you went to Bible college. You didn't get that because you went to the right school. You didn't get that because you were born in the right nation. You got that because it was passed down to you from the blood of Jesus right into your living soul, right into your living body. You now have the same right to say, I'm healed by his stripes because of his blood. The same way that somebody had diabetes because of the parent's blood. The same way somebody got an addiction because of the parent passing it down to them. The same way that somebody got a heart disease because of the parent passing it down to them. You now can say, that person didn't deserve that bipolar. That person didn't deserve that disease, but they got it by blood. Well, guess what? Much more, those who have received Jesus Christ have now got healing by his blood. We have deliverance by his blood. We reign in life by his blood. Verse 18, look at what he says. So, therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men. So when you think, whenever the devil starts whispering in your mind, God's judging me because I did this. God's judging me because I did that. God's judgment. It's God's judgment. It's God's judgment. It's God's judgment. Let me see where judgment came. Therefore, through one man's offense, judgment came to all men. God didn't judge you. Adam's offense brought judgment. Just like you can't go, you can't look in your backyard and you can see all those marijuana plants growing up in your backyard and go, oh, God's judging me. God's not judging you. Those are the seeds that you planted or your neighbor planted in your yard, hoping to go get a harvest a few months later. But judgment didn't come because God said, I'm going to judge you because you've been so sinful. Judgment came through one man's offense, resulting in condemnation. God doesn't condemn. It's one man's offense brought the judgment to all men that condemns all men. But even so, in the same way that every man is condemned because of Adam, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. Look at verse 19. So then, by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. You didn't become a sinner because you sinned. You became a sinner because of Adam's disobedience. You didn't get that disease because of your sin. I know you may have done something to trigger the effects of that disease, but it was already in you from Adam. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. That thing was already in you. It came from Adam. Yeah, so you say, well, how come that person smoked, you know, cigarettes all their life and nothing bad ever happened to them, and that guy smoked a few weeks, a few months, and he got lung cancer? Because that guy that got the lung cancer, I understand smoking can cause cancer, so I don't encourage anybody to smoke. But my point is why does one guy get it and one guy doesn't? Because that guy that did get the cancer, he didn't get it just because of the cigarettes, because many people get cancer without smoking cigarettes. He didn't get it because of the cigarettes. Now, he could have triggered it because of that, but he got it because of Adam. He got it because of Adam and Eve. He got it because life and death ruled over him, and he ate the grass. He smoked the dope. He smoked the nicotine. He smoked the vegetation that was wrapped up in a cigarette. Rather than ruling over the vegetation, having dominion in life, the vegetation ruled over him. You know why people are so addicted to, or they manifest addictions of alcohol and all these things? It's because death is reigning over them because of Adam, rather than them reigning over death. So look, God told us to have dominion. And when we have dominion, the vegetation is not going to control us. The grass and the weed and the barley and the hops are not going to rule over us. We're going to rule over them. And if you have a beer, when you have dominion, you know when to stop. When it has dominion over you, you don't know when to... Oh, man, don't get... Okay. Now, through one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. So also by one man's obedience, many are made righteous. So you're not made righteous because of your obedience. You're made righteous because of whose obedience? Jesus' obedience. You're not made a sinner because of your sin. You're made a sinner because of whose sin? Adam's disobedience made you a sinner. Christ's obedience makes you righteous. Verse 20, look at this. He says, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. Grace abounded much more. Grace abounded much more. So God's goal was to get grace into your life. And here's the point. Here's the point. So all that stuff was already in us. So listen, all of Adam's brokenness, all of Adam's disease, all that Adam brought into this world, all the sin, all the disease, all the shame, all the guilt, all the worry, all the depression, it was all locked up in Adam's seed. When Adam sinned, he became a sinner, and then he birthed sin into the world through Cain and Abel, who then multiplied it throughout the world. And so we have inside of us, when we're born into this world, we have inside of us Adam's sin nature. His seed of sin is in us, and we do things that trigger that unleash that seed to produce a harvest. We end up pulling triggers that don't create that condition or that disease. It just awakens, and it just, the dormant disease that's in us, it awakens it through something we do to trigger it. It's already in there, but we trigger it with various ways that activate the sinful harvest of Adam's sin. Why am I saying this? Because in the same way, when you are born again, the seed of Jesus is inside of you, the incorruptible seed of healing, the incorruptible seed of salvation, the incorruptible seed of victory, the incorruptible seed of deliverance, the incorruptible seed of being more than a conqueror, the incorruptible seed of being the head and not the tail, the incorruptible seed of being above and not beneath, the incorruptible seed of joy, the incorruptible seed of peace, the incorruptible seed of a life full of joy and full of love and full of peace and full of happiness, that incorruptible seed is in you. You are born again with it. Just like you were born with Adam's seed, you're born again with Jesus' seed. And the Bible calls Jesus the second Adam. So Adam births into us this seed that we do things that activate it. We do things that trigger it. But Jesus caused us to be born again, puts his incorruptible seed of the new creation in Christ inside of us, and guess all we gotta do? There's just a few things we gotta do to activate that seed that is in us. Confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and guess what happens? You activate that seed of salvation. The Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. So as you speak words of healing over your body, as you speak words of healing over your soul, over your mind, over your emotions, over who you are in Christ, I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. You saying it does not make you that. God already made you that. You saying it activates the energy of it. It activates the power of it. It activates the reality of it. Showing up in this natural world, what is already inside of your human, heavenly created new spirit. Does anybody hear what I'm saying?
Well, as you just heard, death and life are in the power of the tongue. I only want to speak words of life. How about you? Well, starting today, let's choose together to activate God's power, his joy, his happiness. Let's speak life into our emotions, our environment, and the world around us. Listen, we are living in a world that is depressed, full of anxiety, and sadly, way too broken. But our words, combined with God's word, activate his power to heal every disease and put happiness and joy right smack back in the center of our lives. I want you to say this out loud. Say, I am no longer a victim of Adam's seed of sadness and destruction. I'm a victor of Jesus' seed of joy and victory. Well, I believe that's why God connected us. I want to help unleash the power that lives inside of you, the power to bring that joy and that peace like you've never had before. That's why we need each other. As I said at the beginning of today's broadcast, it's an honor for me to call you my friend and to be called your friend. Each and every one of you is a precious member of our growing family of believers. And as a part of this spiritual family, I want to send you a very special hand-picked collection of resources that will help you live beyond the pain, to stop the hurting, and to live the happiest life that God intended. Happiness was God's idea, and I really want to put this in your hands. I want to partner with you to walk in victory. I want to put this book in your hand as well as a part of this collection, The Cure, the number one cure to all pain and unhappiness. It'll change your life forever. Watch this, and I'll be right back to pray for you.
When the devil got a hold of Adam and Eve, he unleashed hell in the earth. Every form of sickness, every form of disease, every form of mental disorder, emotion disorder, lack and poverty, envy and hatred, depression and fear, sadness and shame. He didn't hold back. Gregory Dickow has handpicked some very important resources as part of the Experience Freedom Series Part 3 that will clearly show you how to take all authority over the devil and release the power of the Holy Spirit so you can live a peace-filled and joy-filled life. The Experience Freedom Part 3 includes the CD-DVD combo series entitled Living Beyond the Pain. You will also receive today's message, Freedom from Pain and Unhappiness, in its entirety, along with his just-released book, The Cure to All Pain and Unhappiness. This collection is an absolute must for every Jesus follower and available for only $35. And if you call now to order, Greg Redekow will add a special bonus, the book, How to Never Be Hurt Again. Call, write, or order your Experience Freedom Series Part 3 online for a gift of $35 today. Plus, just in case you missed our last offer, we have the life-changing Experience Freedom Collection Greg Redekow wants to bless you with. The Experience Freedom Series Part 1 includes Greg Redekow's 4-CD series, Not Guilty. In this popular CD series, Not Guilty, you'll gain the confidence and assurance you need to rid your soul from the pain of past mistakes. In his powerful series, Greg Redekow will lead you to a place of peace as you discover the only acceptance and approval you'll ever need. You will also receive the just-released message, Freedom from Guilt, in its entirety, along with Greg Redekow's brand new book, Silencing the Accuser, The Power of a Guilt-Free Life, as well as the book, Winning the Battle of the Mind. The Experience Freedom Series Part 2 includes the 4-CD series entitled Freedom from Loneliness, along with Greg Redekow's just-released book, Triumphing Over Loneliness, The Influence of Connection. Get the entire collection, Parts 1, 2, and 3, including 14 teachings and 5 books, for not $105, but only $60, a 40% savings. Call, write, or order your Experience Freedom Collection online for a gift of $60 today.
Well, like I said, I really want to bless you, and we only printed a limited number of these books, so just for you, call that number today, get yours. God wants you 100% free. Now let me pray for you before you go. Father, I thank you that today is the day that this pain and unhappiness begins to turn around. Give every person watching hope. Give them hope that things are changing beginning today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm believing with you for your total healing and happiness. Let's connect. Let's partner together in getting this message to the world. And reach out to me on Facebook. Tell me what's changed in your life. I really want to connect with you. And don't miss our next broadcast next Sunday. We'll be talking about freedom from negativity. It's going to be so powerful. And remember, God loves you and so do I. And I can't wait to see you then. God bless.
God did for you. It strikes through the very heart of pain so that by his stripes you are healed. And the cross strikes right through the heart of inferiority because he was nailed to the cross. He was buried and he rose from the dead and he didn't rise alone. He said, you are risen with him and seated with him in heavenly places. And now you and I are kings and priests. The very cross of Jesus plunges through the heart of what sin did to mankind in giving them sorrow, pain, and inferiority.